Would you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, my name is Mero. I'm an artist, singer, songwriter, musician, and I'm very happy to be here. Very grateful to be here with you.
Well, Dennis, we will see in like 10 minutes from now.
If I feel the same way.
If you feel the same way.
Okay.
I like revisionist history. So let's start with the most important thing, which is Los Angeles.
Hmm.
Because you are a Los Angeles artist.
Los Angeles, like its people, is made up of very different kinds of places that give off lots of different kinds of energies. And I have had the pleasure to grow up here. There comes a certain point when something is home, and I've had the luck to have a place be called home, which not everybody gets to have that opportunity, and it's just home for me.
Talk to me about formal training or not formal training, all that stuff.
Very informal. I fell in love with music and guitar playing and the idea of becoming an artist on accident. I watched a movie called Walk the Line, and it changed my life. And I started playing guitar that night. And I saw Johnny Cash and said, if he can do it, then I can do it.
Well, there's an interesting, deep thought, because Mr. Cash had a hard life.
A very hard life, from the looks of it. Very hard. I'm not jealous of his upbringing and what he had to go through.
Where did you learn to write songs? A song to me, look what we're surrounded by. Everything we're surrounded by to me, the reason it's here, is it contains, and it doesn't have to have a middle eight, doesn't have to have a perfect bridge.
Sure.
Doesn't have to be sung perfectly. Doesn't have to be played perfectly. But man, if I'm not humming it in the shower, where is that moment that you were playing something and you said, oh, wait a minute, I think I can do this. And I think it might even be a career, instead of working at the local coffee shop or becoming a nuclear scientist? Or, notice I went both ends there. I did not assume that you couldn't be either one of those.
I appreciate that.
But is there a moment that a switch flipped, or did someone tell you? How did you know?
It's a beautiful question.
Well, thank you.
There's a couple that stand out to me. One was the song Lightning. I wrote that song while watching a lightning storm, the first lightning storm I'd ever seen in my life. And it felt like the song was writing itself. It felt like the song was already written, and I was just capturing it. And I played it the next day for somebody very dear to me, and they started crying when I sang for them. They were the first person to hear it, and they are not an overly emotional person. And I thought to myself, this may be something that I can do with my life. If I could draw this emotion out of that person, this may be something I am able to do with my life.
Wow. Did you start playing out? Did you start doing, open mic nights? What did you do?
I played on the Third Street Promenade quite a lot.
So you bust?
I did.
Wow, awesome.
I played there quite a lot. Very stably made $11 an hour. Very consistently.
Wait a minute, so you're $5 less than the In-N-Out Burger.
It's just what I was... No taxes, though.
Yeah, this is true.
So there's the benefit there.
That's true. You and do the math, it's about the same.
It was always that, no matter what. If I played for an hour and 40 minutes and I got nothing,
that's a sign.
Somebody would give a $20 bill at the end of it. Or it was a collection of singles and fives. And it was a wonderful time learning that people, even no matter what you're playing, that people aren't always going to care. And you never know who you're affecting.
Oh, yeah.
You never know who you're affecting.
Okay, so again, let's have some fun.
Let's do it.
Full announcer voice. Then there was the rapid rise in social media numbers and all of this stuff. All well and good and great. Mm-hmm. Now, let's tell people the truth. It's not that easy. So you're busking. Where was that transition? I'm all about transition. I'm all about movement. You know, I'm about the spirituality that gets someone from place to place.
Yes.
Where was their movement? You're busking on the 3rd Street Promenade. And then ellipses.
I was also just being in the right place at the right time. I was surrounded by incredible artists. One of those artists was named Elohim, who is an absolutely amazing electronic artist.
Mm-hmm.
Yoshi Flower is another artist who I was around, who guided me and inspired me to create. Bahari, there's a band named Hello Forever.
Hello Forever has been in this studio.
No.
Yes.
I love every single person in that band.
Aren't they just 80s Woodstocky, crazy, weird, funky people?
Spectacular.
They were the last, next to last people, or maybe the last people in the studio right before the pandemic.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Sam,
mm-hmm.
the lead singer and incredible composer, gave me music lessons for a year for nothing.
That commune of theirs, huh?
That's the kind of person that he is. And I was also just over there a few weeks ago filming a performance that I did.
They're really something.
They're something. So those are the kind of people that I was around. I was in the right place at the right time. I was dedicating my life to this. I made a choice. I said, I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to give it my all, and I'm going to see what happens when I give it my all. Elohim took notice to that, and she invited me to open for her on tour.
Wow.
In 2020.
What I want to talk about is fitting in, okay. and sounds and genres, mm-hmm. because, you know, we live in a world of genres, and, you know, and where you're going to fit and mm-hmm. what playlist you're going to be on and, you know, who is going to feature you and give you an exclusive
mm-hmm.
and all of that stuff. When somebody just comes up to you when you're sitting there, you could be at a coffee shop, you could be in a bar, you could be in the park, and they say, what do you play? What kind of music do you play? What do you tell them?
I tell them to listen and tell me what you think it is.
I led you right there, didn't I?
Perfectly.
That's exactly. Isn't that it? But how hard is that in this world that we live in to do that? How hard is it not to be the next Elliott Smith, to be the next Jeff Buckley, to be, I'm doing these purposely, by the way.
Yes.
How do you avoid it? How do you, when somebody digs deeper, says, come on, come on, come on, come on, you know, give me some more.
Fortunately, we live in a time in a world right now where if people care enough, all they have to do is reach in their pocket and type in your name and you can listen to it immediately. You can tell if someone actually cares to listen because they'll reach for their phone if they actually care, because it's that simple. They don't have to go to a store. They don't have to buy a record, put it on at home. They don't have to wait for the radio to play it. They can go in their pocket and play the song if they care enough.
Everything is here, isn't it?
It's all right there.
Yeah, it's all right
and
there.
And so I'll also can tell if people actually care or not, because sometimes people just ask questions because they want to make conversation and hear themselves talk. And that's another way of avoiding it too. I can just divert it and make them talk about whatever they want to talk about. So I've found a lot of success in not putting myself in a box or a definition.
What is the filter for one of your songs? How do you know when you're writing a song that it's going to be for you?
It's not necessarily conscious like that. Each song is its own beautiful living moment. And if we're lucky enough to be gifted that inspiration, welcome it with open arms and don't question it. Just let it come and get your mind out of the way.
back into the nuts and bolts.
Let's get to it.
Making the stuff.
Let's do it.
Getting the sound. Producer, people you work with. Because, again, we live in a world where you can make music in your bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can bring it to big producer XYZ.
Yeah.
And they will either make it what you want to make it, or they'll destroy it and you are frustrated.
Yes.
Not that that would ever happen, by the way. Not that that ever happens. But who do you surround yourself with to make this stuff beautiful?
It's very kind what you just said. He doesn't like me saying this, but I call him my producer, and my producer's name is Tim James. And he works with engineers Steve Hammonds and Adam Comstock, who are both exceptional engineers. And there are experiences that I have where I get to work on the records and bring them to him. There's times where he produces it from scratch. There's another person I work with named Andre Paxton on a lot of the recordings, another incredible engineer.
How far do you take it before you hand it over?
It's different every time. So there's some songs where it's just a vocal. There's songs where it's guitar vocal. There's songs where I can feel the arc of the production and where it goes, and it's different every time. Honestly, Tim, the less Tim has to do, the happier he is.
I feel that this music is exactly the kind of entree we need to come into better times, because we need to feel. I think that there's so much denial. There's so much inside all of us of what we've been through. I think this music is perfect for right now, because it doesn't have to remind us of what happened. It just has to let us know that we have to feel and we have to go through things to get to the better times. How do you feel about that?
I feel honored by what you just said, Dennis.
And well, thank you.
It really means a lot, because I can't speak for other artists, but it's just not something we can think that big when we're creating something. There's no room for that. I love keeping an interpretation open. And so I wouldn't want to cloud people's interpretations of the songs, because people have told me such varied and beautiful meanings that they've gotten from songs that weren't necessarily conscious, but I completely understand where they're coming from.
So it frustrates you, and I'm not trying to paint you into a corner. Does it frustrate you when people do try to say, so it's about this? Do you feel like you have to dance to get around it?
No. That's the way that it's the same kind of people that try to put a genre and a label and a definition in a box. And that's just how they feel comfortable. And that's fine, but I don't have to play by their rules or their, it doesn't matter.
What a concept. There are people in this room, other than your producer, you have a pretty darn good team. How did you come upon that? How'd you get so lucky?
It's a great question. There is a magic maker. Her name is Antonina Armato. And she's the head of the label that I'm signed to, Heroin Music Group, with an E, Heroin. And her and Tim have cultivated a community of incredible people that we trust and appreciate.
Rare in the industry. I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs on the outside is the bread, and then songs by anybody else in between. Avoid the influences, the what you listened to when you were a kid. And a lot of people you have listened to in your life and that you love.
I do.
Have made a musical sandwich. So we know what you're going to play on the outside. But now, off the top of your head, with no thinking, if you want to use a device, if you want to use your phone, you can.
Okay.
But I need a pile of songs, because what I do is I come right back in here and I play them nonstop. It's not a playlist. I just come in and I segue a big pile of music. And what you will find is that this music is you. because of the way we're doing it, because it's not a playlist, because I'm putting you on the spot to pick a pile of songs. Okay. And this has been done by huge artists, big artists, and it's been done by very new artists that I've selected to do it. So we know you're going to play your songs, but I need a bunch of songs in between by anybody. There are no rules. There are no genres. The only thing I will ask you is two things. If it's got the word fuck in it,
you can't play it.
I'll have to beep it out and you won't like me as much.
Okay.
And also, if you pick the 20-minute remix of Born Slippy by Underworld, you know, or whatever, by from, you've used up a lot of your cards.
I see.
So give me a pile of songs.
Okay, so you're not talking about songs that I would do covers of. You're talking about the real records themselves.
I'm talking about real records. I'm talking about things that come in your head, top of your head. It can be because you listen to them a lot, because you love them, because you want to make a point. There is no rule.